God for. Anything further need to be done in the service before we change the order of the service? Anything at all? Anything on your heart need to be said or done? Once again, I appreciate the visitors. I know on behalf of Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, once again, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and we want to welcome you. And thank God that you're with us this morning. We appreciate those tuning in this morning on Facebook. Y'all pray for us this morning, the Lord might help us. I have been, I guess you could say, torn or divided somewhat between what the Lord might have for us this morning for a large part of the week, really up until probably last night sometime. And the Lord finally gave us some clarification. And in our heart, I really, guess you could say, wanted to do a part two of what we preached on last week. And the Lord just let us know that that was going to have to wait for another day. So anyway, I don't have a fancy title this morning, I guess you could say. But really our thought is somewhat now of a day and time that we live in is somewhat of a controversial topic. And it really shouldn't be in the house of God. God's Word is truth. And it directs us in our path, and it shows us, and it's a lamp and a light unto our feet. And it shows us correction. It shows us an error of our ways a lot of times. It's supposed to be a help to us. So this morning I pray that we find no offense in it, but that we apply it to our life, and it's a help to us. Our thought this morning's on marriage. And I hope this morning that we don't want to upset nobody and certainly don't want to make anybody mad. But you pray for us that the Lord would be a help to us. This subject, I guess you could say, is quite personal to us. Considered we're married. So I pray that the Lord would be a help to us this morning. Our thought this morning, like I said, is on marriage. Let me first and foremost say this, that marriage is established between a man and a woman. And I want to make that very public. And I want you to know where I stand on that matter. For it's something that we hadn't got, I guess you could say, I've not been here very long, but I want you to know where I stand on that matter. It's between a man and a woman. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. I believe that's what God wants. And I don't see it any other way. I don't believe there's any, a necessity upon my half to give in to somebody else's feelings or whatever it may be. I'm not saying it, and I don't want to get off on that track because that's not where the Lord wants us to go with this, but I'm not saying this morning that I dislike or hate or homosexuals or anything in that context. I'm trying to point them to Jesus this morning. I'm trying to win them over. So I'm not saying that I hate them or any of that. I want to point them to Jesus. I want them to correct the error of their way. And I believe that's what God wants. But this morning our focus is marriage in the home. Last week we had a common question, I guess you could say, is what did you come expecting here? What did you come prepared to do for God? Making preparations before we got here in the home. I believe that's where all of this starts, is in the home. When we make a focus in our home and our daily lives, what is your home life like before we ever get to church? See, a lot of times, if you will, most Christian folks are painting a persona, if you will. We come to church on Sunday morning and we put on this persona. Well, this is me. But yet we get home through the daily week and we go through the daily grind and we're going through everything else. And sometimes that person changes. Sometimes. So this week, I really want us to put a focus on the preparations that we're making before we ever come to the house of God. And I believe in all of my heart that starts at home. I want to take for a reading lesson in Genesis in the second chapter. Very familiar scripture to you this morning. Very familiar scripture to you this morning. But this is what the Lord's given. I want you to listen this morning. If you're young this morning, if you're young, maybe in college, maybe in high school, whatever it is, and you're thinking maybe down the road about marriage or whatever, maybe you're dating somebody or whatever the situation may be, I want you to know that always this morning to seek out the will and the counsel of God, that He would give you a helpmate that would be pleasing unto the Lord. What God would want for you in your life is very important. Very important. We're going to take our reading lesson from the second chapter of Genesis in the 18th verse this morning. It says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found any helpmate for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." With the mistakes that we've made reading this morning, I want to look there at what it talks about here. In the 22nd verse, and it says, "And the rib which the Lord had taken from man, he made woman, and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Now, I want to stop there for a moment, and I want to ask you this morning, what it is, your home life? How is things there in the home? I'll be honest with you, this is a difficult subject, I guess you could say. It's somewhat of a controversial subject nowadays, the day and time that we're living in. But folks, I believe in all of my heart that things have to be right at home if they're going to be right here. I just believe that. I can't come expecting to preach the whole counsel of God if something is standing in mine and Jessica's way. I can't come expecting trying to pray and get a prayer through if something in our home life is not right. Things at home has got to be right. I believe in all of my heart that the Scripture teaches me that God is to come first and foremost in His life. If I don't get anything else across to you, that this is all about Jesus. Every bit of it. Everything that we do is all about Jesus. But I'll say this to you as well. That not only was Adam and Eve to worship God and to put Him first and foremost in our life, but they was to raise a family together. God has given us a responsibility to be responsible for the children that we're raising in our homes. See, it's the burden that I'm carrying as a father. Not only has He called me into the ministry, but He's also called me to be a husband of one wife unto my wife, and then also to be a father to my children. That's what He's called me out to do. That's the responsibility and the burden that He's given me. Now, it's not always that way for everybody. And I realize this morning that we're living in a little bit different times. Listen, I'll just get to a point here this morning that we're living in a day and time that it seems like divorce is running rampant. It's something that we don't even like to talk about very often. I think back upon a day and time that my grandparents was married almost 60 years. They was married 59 years. The year she died. And boy, I get to thinking about that and I think, boy, I want that. I want that for me and my wife. You ask me what I want more than anything, I want to grow old with her. I want me and her to grow old together, and I want me and her to be the older couple that you see out rocking there on the front porch as people drive by, and maybe a generation of people's forgot about us, but that's what I want for me and her. I want me and her to walk hand in hand through this life together because she is my helpmate. She helps me. The Lord said, it is not good that man should dwell alone. He said, I'll make him a helpmate. He tried to give him their opportunities and things to take care of and to tend to in the garden. But He said, yet man was still not satisfied. And He said, I'll make him a helpmate. A helpmate. Somebody to be a help to him. And boy, I want you to know this morning, that's what our spouse is a helpmate. Listen to me this morning. What is it this morning that God has called you out to be? Maybe your job is, what you'd say, not some kind of big fancy thing. Maybe you'll never, I don't consider preaching to be something big and fancy, but honey, that's what God has called us out to do. But I want you to know this first and foremost, that He has called me out to be a husband and to be a daddy unto my children. That's what He's called me to do. That's what He's given me to do. That's my responsibility. It's fallen my lot to take care of them. Well, we live in a society of time now when folks believe that things get a little hard. They just say, well, I'm just going to give up on this one. We're going to try something else. Folks, I believe in all of my heart this morning, you try the very best that you can to mend what you've got and what God has given you. And if it don't work, then honey, take it to God. Boy, I ain't getting a whole lot of amens this morning. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. But I'm telling you this, we need things to be right at home. I'm trying my very best and the best way that I can to set an example to my children, to my boys. They look to me. Braxton wants to be just like Daddy. Baylor wants to be just like Daddy. And honey, I want to paint them a good picture the best way that I can. I wanted to point them towards Jesus is where I want to point them. He said, I'll make them a helpmate. Now listen to this. He said, Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. I want to focus a little bit more on what it is in the home. I want to read to you what Matthew Henry says in a commentary. He said, the woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam. Not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. I don't know if I've ever read something more fitting. He said that he wasn't made out of his head to be ruled over. He wasn't made under his feet to be trampled upon. Your wife this morning, men, is to be something that is loved and to be honored. You ask me why that I love her. It's because God's given her to me. He's given me a responsibility to tend to her and to take care of her and to honor her with everything that makes me up. God's given her to me. Do you understand your responsibility as a husband that God has given her to you to take care of her and to love her and to honor her? That's what I'm talking about this morning. Are we perfect? No, I'm just a man. And boy, I make mistakes. But he said to be equal to. Boy, a lot of times women tend to get hung up on that part. It says, wives, submit unto your husbands. Listen to me this morning. Me and Jessica, we're in a partnership together. Me and her made vows before God and before men that we was going to try our very best to live a life that was pleasing unto God. When I stood before her, it didn't matter who was all around me, but I was making a promise and a covenant to her that I'm going to love you. And I'm going to do everything I can for you to support you. To lift you up when you're down, when you're sick and you're hurting. It's for time for me to step in and to be a help to you. It ain't my job to walk around saying, well, look at me. We're going to do what we want to do in this house because I'm the head of this house. That ain't how it works in my home. Me and my wife talk about things. Let me ask you something. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. Boy, it got to a couple of years ago, Facebook was real big. We'd sit on the couch and watch all kinds of TV and get on Facebook and do all this and that. And before we knowed it, we'd went to bed and hadn't even hardly spoke a word to each other. How much time are you spending with your spouse? How much time are you making for your loved one? How much time are you making for everything else? And how much time are you making for your wife or for your husband? Sometimes you just got to listen. Last night, we went all week, been a couple of past rocky few months, everything going on with my hands and everything else. I said, honey, we just need to go out. I mean, you just need to have a date night. Let me ask you something, man. When's the last time you took your wife out on a date? I'm talking about loving her. You love your kids because God's given them to you. Love your wife because God's given her to you. You say, well, preacher, I've tried it before. It didn't work out. Or, Lord, maybe you've been married before. Listen, do your best to make this one work. Do everything you can to make this one work. God, I want to look to you for my help. You direct my home in a way it's pleasing unto you. Listen, men, it falls upon our lot. How often are you sitting down reading the Bible together? How many times are we praying before we sit down and eat supper together? Listen, pray together. I'm talking about a life together. Me and her are not just roommates. We're not just there going through the motions. I want to live this life with her. I want to experience everything that God has to offer for us, me and her together, hand in hand through this life together. God's give her to me to take her and protect her and to love her. He said, it comes a time when you shall leave your mother and your father. And you shall become one flesh. One. when I was laid up there at that hospital bed, there's going to come times when you've got to take your responsibilities. And me and hers talked things through. Our kids, we didn't have no family over in Allen County. She said, "Daddy, I've got to go back home and take care of the kids. I was laid up there too, broke wrist." I said, "Honey, you go on. I'll be fine." They loaded me up in that ambulance and took me on. And then there she was. She showed up. And she never left my side. When I opened my eyes up in that recovery room, she was the first one standing there, patting me on the chest, saying, "God's not through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. He's not finished with you." Become one flesh. I'm still learning that. There's times that I want to go and do what I want to do. I'm still learning how to become one flesh. But we're working on it. See, marriage is a work in process. You have to work at it. Because if the day that you stop working at it, the day that you give up on it, is the day that it really starts getting hard. You don't think that those 59 years that my grandparents was married, that they had a perfect marriage? Let me tell you something today, folks. There ain't no such thing as a perfect marriage. I'm not going to sit up here and paint a perfect marriage between me and my spouse. We don't have one. You better believe she still gets mad at me. Yes, sir. You better believe she still calls me out on it every time. But I want to say this. We sure have gotten better how we handle those situations than when we was younger and first getting started out. We've gotten better, ain't we, Mama? He said, "And this shall be my bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." He said, "Therefore, should man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife." You know what that word cleave means? That means to glue or adhere to. That's what that word means. Well, the Lord showed us some new things in all this. Whether or not she wants to be, she's stuck to me like glue. She's adhered to me. We are together. We are one. Matthew said that we are to be equal to one another. She's my equal. She don't rule the house. You always hear people say, "Well, Mama, what Mama wants, Mama gets." You know, if Mama's happy, everybody's happy. We always say that, don't we? You've heard people say, "Well, Daddy's the head, but Mama's the neck." Well, I just tell you, it don't really work that way in my home. Me and her are partners. We entered in on this deal to do the best that we can to raise our boys together. And that no matter what, that God is going to come first in our life. That's what we want. Whatever it is that's in your life, young people, you have to understand that if you can't find a spouse that's going to come, that God is going to come first in your life, then honey, seek out another spouse. I'm going to tell you this. I prayed for her. I prayed that God would send me somebody. "Lord, you send me somebody that I can live my life with. Send me somebody, God, that would be pleasing unto you." And she walked into my life. God sent her my way. I tend to believe she got the raw end of the deal on that deal. But God give her to me. Let me ask you this. I'm still praying for her. And you know something else? She's still praying for me. See, I figured something out. When I go to a church and I'm somewhere and boy, it gets hard and I think, boy, there's nobody there that's praying for me. There's one that is. She's got my back. See, that's what her helpmate is. They're a help to us. They're not just somebody to help pay the bills. They're not just somebody to go and have a little time, a little fun with. That's not what it's all about. I'm talking about building a life together. I'm talking about growing old together. I'm talking about becoming one flesh together. Supporting one another. Listen, men. One of the biggest things that she, and I'm trying to do better at this. She say, you just don't listen to me. Y'all ever hear that? Don't lie, men. We in the house of God. She says, you just don't listen to me. You don't hear me. I'll tell you what, I had to examine myself. She was right. A lot of times I'd be busy out on the farm doing something. Yeah, I hear you. A week later, remember this? I told you this. No, I don't remember. I told you. Now I do my very best to stop and to listen what she's trying to tell me. Because what she has to say is just as important as what I have to say. She's my helpmate. She's my wife. She's the mother of my children. And she is to be honored. Listen. He says that we are to cleave to his wife. Men, we are to be glued to her. I'm telling you, she's the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. She's beautiful to me. She's my wife and I love her. And listen to me, men, your wife ought to be beautiful to you. I don't look at other women. I don't think about those things. God's give her to me and she's mine. That's how you ought to be treated, young ladies. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but your husband ought to love you and your boyfriend ought to only want to look at you and love you. That's how it ought to be. Listen, we're living in a different day and time. Folks now believe, well, I can go and do this and I can go and do that. Listen, I don't think that's how God set it up. That ain't what I'm looking for. I'm going to read this over here. Ecclesiastes in the 9th chapter. Ecclesiastes in the 9th chapter. He says, go thy way. This is in the 7th verse. He says, go thy way. Eat thy bread with joy and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he that hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. For whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. We've got one life here. One. And boy, it's awful special to me that God has given me who he's given me. He's talking here to the man. He says, live joyfully with thy wife, whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity. This life is short. Listen to me. I'll tell you something that I'm learning too. Boy, try your best not to go to bed mad at each other. I'm trying to be a help to you. You say, well, preacher, you only been married 9 years. I've tried to learn a whole lot. She tells me, she's told me in the past when I've been wrong. I can tell you that. But I'm trying to learn. I want to be a good husband. There's a whole lot of responsibility as men of the house that's been placed upon our shoulders. It's our responsibility to make sure that we get our family to the house of God. It's my responsibility to make sure that my boys hear the gospel. But I don't have to do that alone because she wants to help me. I'm not just coming to church on Sunday morning just to come to church. This is our life. If I wasn't coming to Fairview Memorial, we'd be pointing that van in a different direction. We'd be going somewhere. Somewhere. He said, love thy wife for all of thy years. Listen to me this morning, gentlemen. She is a prize. Proverbs in 31 says this. Let's flip over there and read that. Proverbs in 31. He said, who can find a virtuous woman for her price? As far above rubies. He says this. He said, she looketh well to the ways of her household, in the 27th verse, and eateth not of the bread of the idleness. For her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. He said, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Listen to me. Men, we've got a grave responsibility. To praise our wife, to be thankful for our wife, to be thankful for what God has given us. It falls upon our lot to establish it. Now listen to me. Marriage ain't just one-sided. I want to say this. In Ephesians, in the 5th chapter, he says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ has also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. And he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord of the church. This morning he said, wives, submit unto your husbands. Boy, I know there's a lot of times wives have a hard time. Listen to me this morning. I don't do it out of a boastful head. I believe it shows reverence and respect. I believe that's what God intended in that. Me and her are in a partnership together. To love one another. To exalt one another. To lift one another up. To be a help to one another. How's your home life? Are we doing that in our homes and our daily lives? Are we loving each other? Is our marriage an example of what it should be between Christ and his church? That's the picture that he painted. He said, husband, love your wives so much as Christ also loved the church that he gave his life for it. Boy, I'll tell you something, that's awful serious.
I believe.
Husband, do you love your wife that much? Do you show her? See, to me, this is just me. Love is a word we tend to throw around very loosely in our society. Very loosely. Y'all remember how them little high school crushes was? It didn't take you too awful long for you writing, I love you, on your little letters, you know. God has had to help me and teach me how to love. He does. I'll say this. Love isn't merely something that's just said, but love is something that's shown and it's reflected. Not through material possessions. Jessica could care less about how much jewelry I put in her jewelry box. I tried that 2 years ago. Got married, thought I'd buy her all this fancy jewelry. Nope, she didn't care nothing about it. Didn't care nothing about it. Women don't necessarily just want material things. They want your time. Women, that goes the same way. Men want your time. They want to be respected. They want to be trusted. Marriage is a sacred bond. You ask me what was one of the only good things that come out of the Garden of Eden? Marriage, a great institution that the Lord set up. God married the first two, and He joined them together. Listen this morning. If God has given you your helpmate, be thankful for him. Let's establish before we ever come into this place. Let's seek out a marriage that's pleasing unto God. I'm still working on it. Me and her don't have a perfect one. I'm not trying to paint that this morning. But boy, we're doing the best that we can. And God is helping us. That's our message this morning. I pray that it's a help to you. You maybe say this morning, well, preacher, I don't know how to get to that place. I don't know. The first place to start is on our knees. Pray for you. Pray for your partner. Pray for your spouse. Pray that God would help them. She's got an awful big plate to pack. My job's pretty simple sometimes. Boy, we need to pray for one another, help one another, lift one another up. That's our message this morning. Stand together, Brother Strode, if you'd get us a song. Let me say one more thing. I know preachers say they're done all the time. I'm done after this. Let me say one more thing. Just because I got off on it. I've heard people say before, well, preacher, I've been divorced. And there's people who believe that I'm continually sinning and all this stuff. Listen to me. There ain't but one sin that's unforgivable. You hear what I said there? And that's the sin of unbelief. When something has happened, move past it, seek out the will of God in your life, and look to Him to be your help. Don't dwell on things of the past that you can't change. You take what you've got in this particular life right now, in this situation you've got, and you make it work the best that you can. Look to God to be your help. That's all I've got to say about that matter. Look to God to be your help. I'm not going to cast judgment on you. It ain't my responsibility to. But I pray that God would help you. I want us all to have marriages that represent the glory of God. That's what I want. This morning as we stand and sing. Go ahead, brother.
Life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be, and live for Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above. And intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. 3. I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings of faith, that I may walk the narrow way, kept by our Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. Amen.
There's a couple in this church.
Yeah.
Now that he's passed, I just can't imagine how that is for him to remember her and pray for her and then praise God for the 75 years or greater than 75 years and exactly how long that they were together.
Amen.
So it has to be very hard for
them. Yeah. Amen. Appreciate